The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, August 18th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor lulled to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and welcoming my partner in crime, Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge and Waffle House. Welcome, Clint.
Man, a business owner and a doctor getting this crime. We're criminals. You just called me a partner in crime.
I did, but I really, my feelings were hurt because I came into the station with a chunk of raw cheese that we sell at Nutrition World, and I got really accused of like some almost demonic activities for like but I bring it on. I said, how many times have you seen a host come in with a chunk of cheese on a 100-degree day?
Yeah, so here's what's happening. There is this block of cheese that looks like it was made by the Amish in 1638. It's been nibbled on like it's been left out, like giant prehistoric rats have snuck into the room. And he just pulls it out normal, walking in where it's all sweating inside the bag, and starts gnawing on it in front of people. And it's really hard not just to go, geez, a little bit. I just, in my brain, I was like, that looks like it should make me sick. It's not making me sick, but it looks like it should make me sick.
And if you smelled it, it does smell you should be sick. But the issue is, all my choices all day long are for one purpose only.
I'll just not be healthy then.
You want to know what that purpose is?
Being healthy.
No, not really.
Oh, what's your purpose?
It is to maintain low insulin in my body, because low insulin will equate to longer life and less disease.
Okay. If I have to eat rat cheese from 1600s, I'm just not going to make it.
You know what?
I'm just not going to make it, man. Once we all got to go at it sometime.
You have one foot in the grave. You're going to say, what is your secret, Edward Jones? And I will say, chunks of cheese on 100-degree
And here's what I'm going to say.
And you will go grab some.
No, I'm going to be like, I don't think I'm going to make it. Pass me the donut. I want to go out with something good in my mouth instead of that. You know, but I grew up getting my mouth washed out with really homemade lye soap.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. My babysitter. Absolutely. It was just a square block.
Your babysitter?
Yeah, I had a babysitter. Her name was Nellie. And she washed about 12 of us. And it was real lye soap. She kept it in a bag just like that. And it was made by, I'm sure, like her grandmother. And it tasted like that looks. So now back to you, sir. Yeah, I guess. I'm not interesting it is, but yeah.
I've never had a true real addiction to sugar. And one reason is because I remember, and I have so little memories of being young. I remember when I was probably four, no older, and I loved sugar.
Right.
Like all kids do. So I snuck into the kitchen, climbed up on the kitchen counter, and got the biggest spoon I could.
Okay.
Grabbed, put it in the pot of sugar, filled my mouth with those great granules, and it was actually detergent instead of sugar. And that was the turning point for me to not stay in love with sugar.
All right.
You talking about bad.
All right, hold on a second. I need to restate this before we get into the educational part of the show today. The reason is you don't like sugar really has nothing to do with your health. This whole thing is a fraud. You're a scam artist. It's because you ate detergent as a child.
Bingo. I just revealed it.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you know what? It may help my insulin. I know it doesn't burn my throat and make me smell like flowers in the valley. Like, and I can be folded. I got static electricity now.
Hey, this morning I did one of my passions, which I flew my Piper airplane with my instructor and had the toughest challenging day I've ever had as a pilot.
What happened?
Well, nothing happened, but I had to put on what's called the hood. And the hood is these big, bulky glasses that keep me from looking anywhere but at these six instruments. And he, for some reason, woke up and said, I'm going to torture Edward Jones today. Because of all the time I've flown with him, he's never made me do every single thing under what we call IFR conditions. And what that is like flying in the clouds.
Right.
1 hour and 10 minutes and asking me to, I mean, he didn't ask me. He actually was quiet. So I had to think on my own and not be able to be told what to do, which is what I have to do to become the best pilot I can.
Right.
So I just had a really great morning after it was finished. It was great. But I love this poem. I just saw this yesterday by Gary Stoker, and it's called Impressions of a Pilot. Flight is freedom in its purest form, to dance with the clouds which follow a storm, to roll and glide, to wheel and spin, to feel the joy that swells within, to leave the earth with its troubles and fly, and know the warmth of a clear spring sky, then back to earth at the end of a day, released from the tensions which melted away. Should my end come while I am in flight, whether brightest day or darkest night, spare me your pity and shrug off the pain, secure in the knowledge that I would do it again. For each of us is created to die, and within me I know I was born to fly. Well, that was a good, happy start of the show, wasn't it?
It was. I like writing poetry. I've written a bunch of poems, mm-hmm. a ton of them. I would just critique one thing. When it says pain, you don't say again. It's a gain when you're reading it. It's not again.
What?
Yeah, so when you read it, just rhyme. It'd be a gain. That's how you would read it in the old. Yeah.
Well, I just learned something from the PhD of Miss Ridge. Dang.
You said a gain. There you go. And it rhymes a little bit.
That,
it's a little.
Robert Redford, I really do.
I don't know what.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Wow. Have you eaten in East Ridge at the Moss Tequila Bar and Grill?
Oh.
It's where Jenkins Buffet used to be.
No, but I know people who have eaten.
And
there.
You know one other one, which is right here, sitting across the table.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Excellent. Unbelievable, wonderful, family-oriented, so clean. I looked in the back of the kitchen, and this is not normal. It looked like all new equipment, like brand new.
Well, I
like,
think they've only been open a year or two.
Yeah, that's all.
So,
but still, a lot of times the equipment's old.
What kind of creepy you're a person are you walking into the back, just walking through the kitchen? Did they let you?
Or? You should know what the kitchen looks like, Glenn.
Did you ask to go back there?
No, I didn't ask. I just saw. Don't worry about that. Just don't. You're not a detective. You're not.
It's like
a
you're flashing
department.
A badge. I need to see where you keep your rice, please. What's that over there? Is that sugar or is that bleach? What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? That's right.
Okay. Well, good. I'll have to go try it. I love finding new restaurants. I just have never really considered eating there since they shut down Jenkins.
I know. And I liked old Jenkins.
I love Jenkins.
I really did. But this is at 4134 Ringo Road. There again, where the old Jenkins was, for those who remember it.
Actually, it's the old Poe folks, if anybody remembers.
Right.
Go back in the day, drinking tea out of mason jars and those big biscuits they had.
You are so correct. I remember those mason jars.
Yeah, and after church, they had the big benches. You'd sit out in the hallway and wait to get in. So, yeah.
did a great video with Cody on the talk of the stations, the media, consumer labs, consumer reports on the cadmium and lead in chocolate bars. Well, one thing is, 15% of the country eats these chocolate bars. Now, we're not talking the Hershey's junk food chocolate bars. We're talking more of the higher level cacao, the active ingredients called flavonoids that will help on some medical conditions. In fact, the FDA in 2023 actually authorized the use of a statement on these high percentage chocolate bars. It said that these chocolate bars may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease because it helps balance blood pressure. It helps protect the immune system. It helps to allow kidneys to stay healthier. There's so much, and cognitive decline, there's potential for that. So we have a great medicine of the earth called high percentage cacao bars. The problem is, and we've just learned kind of in the past year, that this high level of lead and cadmium, which are so neurologically toxic, that Katie actually got quite upset about it, because one of the bars we had been selling, unbeknownst to us, of course, because this test had not been done, she'd been eating a couple squares a day for 5 years. Well, it has a tremendous amount of lead. Well, that's going to decrease the IQ of any child, and also will decrease cognitive abilities in adults. So I said, well, you know, time to get on EDTA, which helps to get some of that lead out of us. But the bars that do have all the high levels are Trader Joe's. This is the ones that you don't want to eat, at least at this point. Trader Joe's, the Now brand organic chocolate, Alter Echo. We used to sell those. Evolved, green and black. We used to sell those. You know, we do the best we can with what we know at the moment. Beyond Good, the Dove Bar, Godiva, and Theo. Those are the bars.
Now, are there any ones out there that you can eat?
Yes, and I've got that list.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
I have that list.
I'll stand here while you...
I have that list somewhere.
Frantically look for the list.
There's no frantic going on.
It is. You are so organized with your notes. They're... You okay over there?
Hey, just see...
Look at it.
Hey, how about you rambling? How about that?
I'll just ramble for a minute. So here's one of the reasons I don't eat chocolate anyway. So one of the questions I would have is... When you keep saying flavonoids or flavanols. Well, so are those the only places I can get those? In other words, I mean, what other foods are they in?
The ones in chocolate are really not found in too many other foods.
That's why I was asking.
But green tea has a tremendous amount.
So you could, if you get stuff, you could get some of these replenished through other things.
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, because that's what I would care about.
Okay, my notes are non-existent as far as the bars that are good, so let's see what the memory of Edward Jones is. Believe it or not, I'm going to tell a bar that we do not carry. Ghirardelli Intense. If you go to Walgreens or CVS, they have Ghirardelli, but you got to buy the Intense flavor, and that one was tested low for cadmium and lead. Well, another one is Tazo, which we carry. The other is Lily, which we carry, but there's one Lily that's not good, but all the rest are, which is really weird. And then we have a new one coming that we don't have in. So we're going to have three very, very...
But you may have it. When is it going to be in?
Any day. It should be probably
by the time this airs, it might be in.
Probably, but if not within 2 days. So those three bars are the only three that we have across the board that we feel 100% confident have low levels of this.
I found this website from Consumer Choice. Mast.
That's the one we have coming.
Okay.
Mast. Yes, it is.
Taza.
That's the one we have.
Okay. The GR dot you just mentioned.
Ghirardelli.
Intense. There's two of those. Yep. And there's one called Valerona.
Yeah, we're not going to get that one.
And there we go. Yeah, so you're going through them. Good job. Way to go.
And just like what we did with the Bragg's apple cider vinegar, removing it, we have over 2 million views on that because we tried to do what's right. And we are the gatekeeper for your health and decisions, and as long as I can sleep well at night, then all will be fine. And I certainly do, never worrying about what does Nutrition World offer. And we are not there to sell products. We are there to empower people in any way that we possibly can.
Well, and again, not just about supplements, but it's about everything in life. You can only make decisions based on the information you have in the moment. I can't guess at what people are going to know or come out with later.
There you go. Yeah. Well, like COVID at first, we were all
absolutely unknown. You made the decision what you had, and that changed over 6 months, and then the next year, and now we look back on it, we've learned a lot of lessons, I hope. Yep. We'll see.
We will see.
We don't learn lessons real easy.
No, the human species doesn't.
Yeah, I think Americans are even worse. I think we are the worst, because we now have a bunch of history to point at, and we seem to point at it and go, yeah, but it's going to be different this time. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And we confirm our own biases by searching everything that will confirm our biases.
Yeah, we find a reason not to believe the other side of a conversation, and then all we need is just a hint of affirmation for us, and we're like, oh, I knew I was right.
Yeah,
they use the same word, the. Okay, well, good job.
All right, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking fitness and health, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer? We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. And if you hear Vital Health Radio very often, you come into Nutrition World, you read my social media platforms, including TikTok, which has over 13 million views for me, actually focusing on working out and just now changing to a health format. Often I will refer to Dr. Peter Attia. Dr. Peter Attia now is, in my mind, one of the leading wise people in traditional medicine, but it's really not traditional because he's stepping outside that toolbox. And he is so credible, digs deep into the research to a point that I'm very impressed. He's a little too pharmaceutically driven. We know that pharmaceutical drugs can be quite dangerous, quite life-saving, and we have to figure out which ones at the right time. But he does say something, two things that he says consistently that is backed up with vast amount of research. When we look at why people die, the word mortality, that's what that word means. Not life extension so much, but as far as just how, what quality of life do we live and how long will we live? There's two factors that are actually outperform all the vitamins at Nutrition World, outperform most of the foods we eat, and those are the level of VO2 max and your strength in your body. Mm-hmm. Those two things will actually outperform even people who smoke and who do terrible things. If you can be VO2 max at your highest level as we age, and then you can maintain the best strength that you can, you probably will outlive your cousins and brothers who are doing, even if you smoke and all the bad things, if they're not smoking, you're still going to outlive them. And so how do we do that? And I've come around over the years. I used to think gyms were kind of a luxury, kind of just a hobby. You did it if you felt like it, and if you didn't, it was okay. It's not okay. It will cause you grief. It will cause you to have less quality of life as we age. So today we have Allison from Gold's Gym. Welcome, Allison, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
And I am now consistently saying that this is necessary to have a gym membership for most people. There are people who can work out at home. There are people who have other sports that certainly they can stay fit. But aerobic fitness by itself will not super increase mortality. We have to have the strength gains. And I don't know how to do that without a gym. And you, I've been at Goals most of the last, 20 years probably, something like that. And I do rotate around. I go other places, but I still, you know, value Goals. So tell people kind of the updated information on Goals and what's going on.
Well, we're super excited. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up. We're doing $1 to enroll on our memberships this month. We want to allow as many people as possible to be able to access the gym just for the reasons that you said. We provide not only, cardio equipment, but strength training equipment, which we all know is so important. And, of course, we offer the best in the industry personal training. So we're excited to invite people in to join for $1, take advantage of a free personal training session, and really kickstart their fitness journey. Beyond that, we are celebrating our 15th anniversary of Gold's Gym Tennessee in October. So we're really excited. 15 years strong, 15 years of helping the communities that we serve become stronger and in better health over 15 years. So we have 16 clubs now across the entire state, and we couldn't be more excited about the impact that we've made and being so excited to continue to impact those communities and people.
That is exciting. Now, when you talk about a dollar, so they're going to pay a dollar for the first month, correct?
They pay $1 to join. That's the enrollment fee. It's a discounted enrollment fee. And then they usually wait. It's usually about 2 weeks before they'll make their first payment. But we do have membership options that will accommodate any budget, even memberships for two people or for your entire family. So it's a great way to kind of have somebody join with you. It can be a family member. It can be a friend. And that second person on your VIP membership can even change as your circumstances change. So it's a great way to have somebody that help you to hold you accountable, to work out with, to make it fun, to have it be like a little bit of a competition. So having that support of a second person really helps to increase people's chances of success in the gym.
You know, I'm reading stats, and I just typed it into the AI that we all do now. But just to support what Ed said, you know, as we age, people over 50 that work out at least twice a week, 46% lower chance of dying from any cause, 41% chance of dying of heart disease. It's just got all these statistics. But beyond the statistics, the couple things that I heard you talk about that and you and Ed referenced, I can work out at home. I've got some stuff at the house. One thing you don't have at home, though, is what you kind of alluded to, is that not the competition so much, even though I'm pretty competitive. It's the community. It's the once I start knowing people there, people learn to expect you, and there's that sense of socialization that we all need. And the other effect of this is once I go to the gym a couple times a week and I get the community, but I'm more likely to not eat as bad. I may still eat bad, but if I'm going to go to the gym 4 hours a week or 3 hours a week or whatever it is, I may start making little moderations in other places too, so I feel more proud about myself. I just think there's a lot of benefit to the gym that's way above the statistics of our health. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree 100%. I think the accountability, the community, post-COVID, here we are 4 years post-COVID, and so many of us are still struggling with our mental health and our motivation and feelings of loneliness and isolation. And what a great place to be around people who share your similar goals, who will help to cheer you on as you achieve those goals and support you along the way. And it's really, for me, I know, a big mental health boost to be in the gym among people that I feel some connection with.
Do you, and this is me just asking a little question off the just information about Goals, but I have found as I've gotten older is that sometimes just showing up, I don't feel like it all the time. If I only do it when I feel like it, I'd probably be 400 pounds. But just showing up sometimes, some of my best workouts come when I walk into the gym on days that I'm not feeling great. And then all of a sudden I hear the music. Everybody else has got some energy. I see my friends in there. And I've left sometimes going, that's the best workout I've had in weeks.
I 100% agree, and I find that for myself to be completely true. Mm-hmm. The days where I really don't want to go, I don't feel like going, I get up and I make myself go, those are the days, number one, that I need to go the most, And number two, I leave there feeling like I had the best workout and my mood for the whole day is improved. So I think it really speaks volumes to how physical, the physical and mental benefits of exercise.
Yeah, just showing up for yourself is a big deal sometimes, Ed.
It is.
And
it's a little win.
Yep, absolutely.
and it is a medicine for my soul. It certainly has been for the times when I've been anxious, the times when I've been down and out, the times when I felt I wasn't, that I was aging too fast. It has been the elixir for this body and this mind most of the time. Nothing is perfect. Now, I will say, and I've been in the gym since I was 14. I'm 67 in 1 week. So I have only missed 1 year. And that was the year when I ran a marathon. And in that year, I just chose not to to do any weight training. And here's the example of, like Dr. Atiyah talks about, his greatest fear is being disabled with injuries or something where he could not work out. Because he said in 6 months of not working out, you lose so much of your strength. Well, this is what happened to me during the marathon. I was benching 245 with pretty modest ease. I only weighed about 175 pounds. So I could do 225 to 245 on any day of the week, no matter how I felt. I practiced and I trained for the marathon. It took me about 7 months. I came back in. I could not bench 135. It was pathetic how much strength I had lost. Well, this is what comes from straight aerobic training, straight bicycling, straight running. Those things will do cardiovascular and they will help VO2 max, which is the rate of which your lungs can exchange oxygen. So those are valuable, but not without combining good, healthy strength training. So I want to say this to people listening. Okay, those are a lot of people. I've never really been to a gym. I don't really feel comfortable. I don't want to hire a trainer. I don't want to spend the money. Well, there's so many good sites out there, but the one on YouTube that I actually like the best is called Athlean-X, A-T-H-Lean-X. This guy has got it figured out. He tells you every step of the way from anything you want. He has on there almost all of his posts are 4 million views. I did his abs this morning on the floor. His 10-minute ab program. So you can access plenty that's free on the internet. It's one of the blessings that we have with our cell phones.
But real quick, Allison, I'll just add this and you can give your 2 cents. Usually when I've gone to Gold's, I grew up as a meathead. I grew up in the gym myself. But when I go to Gold's, there are people in there in all stages of fitness. They have different goals. I've seen 20-year-olds in there. I'm 56 and I've seen people 20 years older than me. So when you go, you don't have to look far to find people that can that represent that you can be in the group with. Like, okay, there are people in here that are struggling at different levels, and they're all in here doing the same thing. That's just trying to improve themselves.
You're so right, and that's one of the best things about the gym culture. A healthy culture really fosters that growth and that effort, regardless of what your starting point is.
Yeah.
You know, we've all started somewhere. Everybody in the gym has a story of where they came from, how they got there, and why it's important to them to be there. And as somebody who has my own story, it's important for me to recognize that in other people and to be able to support and to share and to motivate and to inspire at every fitness level. And so do not feel intimidated. Please do not feel judged. It is really a community of people who want to just simply be the best and help to bring that out in others.
All right, well, this is a really off-the-wall question, then I'm going to hand it back to you and Ed, to wrap up. Have you ever thought of doing, because I do podcasts for a living, so have you ever thought of doing a Gold's podcast? Because I love the fact you said the word story, like the stories of gold or golden stories or something, with the stories of all of the people at Gold's?
Yeah, that's a great idea. We try to feature some of that in our social media, but I think it would really be fun to, at some point, be able to do a podcast and share the journey. All of our team members have a journey for really incredible and inspirational.
Yeah, if you just think in big term, you've got so many locations, you just pick a few to set up a little bit of equipment and capture. It's not just the employees, but you've got some, I know some folks that I work out with, the one here in Chattanooga, their stories are fantastic coming through trials and tribulations. And I would listen to that podcast.
And Clint is the guru of podcasts, so he certainly can be very helpful. I mean, one of my personal stories is when I did double hip replacement 1 year and 2 months, about 1 year and 4 months ago, and I struggled for 3+ years with growing, increasing pain to the point where I was walking in goals with a cane. I'm not saying that I'm any kind of special hero or any tougher than anybody else. But the thing was, I knew better than to quit. I knew that if no matter how what struggles I had, I would be devastated in a very unhealthy way if I chose to stay at home and rest and just take it easy. And sometimes we just have to buck up and we have to bite the bullet and we have to move forward. Well, I did have to take 2 weeks off for double hip replacement.
It's because you're weak.
It's because I'm weak. Yeah, and Clint could have only done it in 2 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I did it in 2 weeks. Well, the thing was, I did not expect this. When I walked in, all the gym applauded me. They all stood up and applauded me. That was such a special moment. And this was at Gold's Gym on Lee Highway. So it is, you know, even if you don't know their names, you go there for a few months, they become your little bit of your community. So I'm just a big fan of any company like Gold's that is allowing people to flourish in a better way in life. Because, again, 95% of the people, you may say that you're going to do it at home. You won't do the intensity you need at home. So, Allison, tell people how they can contact to learn more about your special or just about the gym itself.
Well, we invite you to stop in to any of our area locations, Lee Highway, Hickson, and downtown Chattanooga. You can go to our website at goldsgymtn.net. Look at all of our locations there. Select your membership options and join directly online. We would love to have you and get you started with a free personal training session and a free consultation with a certified dietitian to get you started on your journey.
Wonderful, wonderful, great service. And again, when I said I've been there 20 years, I remember it was Rush before Gold's. So I was there for years before Gold's purchased it. So I guess the Gold's has been there 15 years, I suppose. But I love the sauna. That's the only sauna I enjoy in the city. And I love the big showers. It's the only place I've ever worked out that has the big roomy showers. So, and some of the equipment there at Gold's is I can't find anywhere else. So it is such a good gym, such a good gym. And thank you for joining us today, Allison.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll talk in a couple of months. It is time to take a break. We come back. Hang on. I got a whole list of empowering information that I've learned during the past week. That's what I do is I don't just haphazardly come up with little topics. I look into some depth of accuracy and also the potency of information, because what we know is going to be a big part of how your future is molded. And a lot of our future is built on health, because I can tell you, when people feel rotten all the time and they have no energy, it's hard to conquer life, because life is tough and we have to be at least as tough. And part of that is being healthy. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with Mr. Know-It-All, Clint Powell. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. He knows poetry. He knows, I don't know about anything, but podcasting. You do know podcasting.
I know a lot of, I'm an expert at making mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's my skill set. I can make all the mistakes. You know how they say you can't live long enough to make all the mistakes? Mm-hmm. Not true. Oh.
You made them all.
I'm going through the checklist pretty damn fast. So
interesting.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, there is my anniversary of my last wife and marriage was just last week, and I saw this. It says the longest marriage on record lasted 90 years and 291 days. It ended on October 2016 with the passing of Karam Chand, who married his wife Katara in 1925. Though he died a few weeks short of his 111th birthday, the couple was able to celebrate their 90th anniversary, and according to their family, they never argued. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wow. They were probably on.
I like how you mixed in the sadness of yours in with the.
Did I say it was sad? No, it was just a good journey. It was another stepping stone into another place of life.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see anything as good or bad. They're all events. And those events, we only have two things we can control in this life. Only really two.
Well, let's see. I might disagree. Let's go.
Attitude is one.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that one. What's the other one?
And the other one is action. The action we take.
I was going to say effort. So attitude and effort. Yeah. Same thing. Good job.
Now,
you're right.
I think we can control the exercise we do. But I think that's
the effort and action.
That is still the effort. That's the decision.
My buddy Prior Bacon says, I'd rather see a sermon than hear a sermon every day. Show me.
Oh, yeah.
Show me by your actions and I'll believe you.
All right. Well, I want to show you some action on tap water. How about that?
That's awkward, but sure.
I love awkwardness in all areas of
Edward's life. Don't get super active with me on your tap water, so.
Hey, EWG, if you type in and Google EWG tap water database, I did it. And I wanted to see what Chattanooga's tap water was like. I'm showing Clint here this scale of 8 different chemicals. Well, on this 8 different chemicals, there are certain standards that are like considered safe. Well, this, and these are huge words, one of them. The first one is bromochloromethane, which is 58 times higher than the limits. Chattanooga water, thank you.
Before you throw that in the floor when you're done, let me have it. I want to take a picture.
Chloroform, 14 times. Dibromochloromethane, another methane product, 13X. Oh, here's one. Haloacetic acid, which is a possible potential effect, is cancer. It's only 198 times higher than normal. And
who sets the normal on this, though?
Is this the government okay. Norms. All right. And then the legal limits. And here is haloacetic acid potential effect. Again, cancer, 497 times higher than the safe limit. Nitrates, 2.2, and one last one, 205. And this one is, I didn't list, no, it is cancer. It's another cancer. Well,
but
this
how's it legal then if it's already, you know what I'm saying, without coming with some sort of warning, don't drink your tap water?
I don't know. But, I'm actually modestly defending the Chattanooga Water Company. I mean, they can only do so much with
the
raw materials.
That's right.
If they can, and their number one purpose is kill bacteria. Because, I mean, that's how most of all of the epidemics in the past history were spread, through lack of sanitation with waters.
Yeah.
And so they do a great job of no bacteria. They truly do. To pump these waters all the way through these old houses with old plumbing and old pipes, and still we have no bacteria. Amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
So it is up to us to purchase water filters, and things like Brita and Zeros are not the one. Nutrition World sells the only one that I know of that can reduce fluoride, and I'm not sure how much longer we can even get those units because Culligan bought the company, and they're not wanting to sell them any longer, so we'll see. But at this point, don't wonder why everyone's getting cancer. At least drink clean water, okay? Did you know that one of the electrolytes is called magnesium? Everybody knows about potassium, but magnesium's the biggest reason why people cramp. Generally, not potassium unless you're on a drug that, like a diuretic, that's excreting your potassium. Magnesium, which I did a podcast on The Helixit Navigator on magnesium, 300 processes of the body require magnesium. No other nutrient has that many varied implications. Just think if your car, you disable 300 systems of your car, it would be pretty pathetic. So that's why we have to be using additional magnesium. You're not going to eat it, people. It's just not going to happen. So supplementing with a nutrient is very, very important. And have you been on our Seca machine, Clint?
Mm-mm.
Why? Because it tells your body fat, and I would love to see.
Yeah, I'm probably 45%.
Oh,
something.
No, you'd be happy at 40, probably.
Wow. I feel the love in the room. A lot of love in
the room.
Listen,
$12,000 machine. Only hospitals have this except Nutrition World, and we allow people for $30.
Give me 3 weeks, and I'll get on it. Let me go on
a
crunch.
No, do it, and then go do something for 4 weeks and see if you make an improvement.
I want to come in, and you go, what are you doing?
Wow.
How are you doing that, dude?
Yeah, can you do a podcast on what you're doing? Yeah,
1% body fat? How's that? You're a chiseled god. I didn't know the Greek gods lived in Eastridge.
Well,
they don't.
They don't. That's
yeah, they
right.
don't. Yeah, continue on, sir.
Hey, we got a grip strength challenge, and it's back.
Is it back?
It's back. If you close, these are grippers that are official in contests throughout the world. I used to purchase them 25 years ago. I was stronger then. I could close the number two back then, and I can't do it any longer. But there's a number one, number two, and number three. Number one is the easiest, still tough. And if you close the one, you get a free Zunta bar. Number two, if you close, you get a free $25 gift card. And number three is a $100 gift card to Nutrition World. All you got to do is walk in and say, hey, I want to try the gripper. And all we're going to do is stand there and watch you do it. Now, Scott, the manager, he's pretty darn strong.
He's really strong. He's very strong.
I mean, for being so goofy and stuff, you know, he's
got some cannons on him, though, dude. He's got some big old arms.
He got some biceps.
Yeah, he's strong.
They're not as big as Edwards, but they're close.
I'm not getting into that. I'm not staring that much.
Hey, question a lot of people ask, does salt actually raise blood pressure? What the studies have shown, and I did a podcast again on The Holistic Navigator under blood pressure, like Dr. Brownstein and others that I trust, about 20% of the people are sensitive to salt. Now, one thing about salt is it's like everything else in the body. If you don't have it balanced, so if you did a certain amount of salt with extra potassium, you could be fine. You do the same amount of salt with no potassium, which is another electrolyte, you're not fine. So it's about the bigger picture of balancing the orchestra within us. So part of it is having a home test unit to see if you're in that 20%. If you are, you got to watch it. The other, yeah. We value salt. It's the pure salt, not the Morton's and the crappy stuff.
I use the pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but just yesterday, and we're doing the investigation, we're doing the due diligence, but Redlands salt, which is the one most people buy, a test came out that showed it had lead in it. Bingo. I'm not certain that I'm convinced of that. Now, these things are preventable. This isn't like it just happens haphazardly. We know if it comes from certain places, it may have it. And like the chocolate, it has actually to do sometimes with the production of the chocolate, not always the ground it's grown on. So there are fixes for this. But now that we know it, we are going to do what we need to do to protect the people of Chattanooga and also the people across the United States, because we now have the one of the greatest online shopping platforms of any, especially local nutrition store. And locally, within 10 miles, you can do DoorDash. So if you're sitting there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and, oh my gosh, I'm feeling a fever come on and I need my herbal Sambucol and my olive leaf and my oregano. Those are big threes for me. I would, like, if I couldn't get out, I would just say, hey, send it to me. And an hour later, you get them at your house.
Yeah.
So, and we have a new platform for searching things. Like if you have ashwagandha, I don't even know how to spell ashwagandha, but you put an A-S-H, it's going to pop up. It did not used to do that.
I take the Mortons, by the way.
That figures. The you Mortons, would do a Morton
Himalayan
kind of
guy. Salt. That's what
oh,
I take.
Oh, you do Mortons?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they didn't test Mortons.
Oh. Well, I'm sure it says right on there.
Well, thank you.
It says right on there. It's fine.
Well, thank you for... not buying it at Nutrition World.
I didn't know that y'all. I never paid attention to your pink Himalayan salt.
Well, I'll be. My
That's
feelings
my
are a little bit hurt by that.
I'll add it to the four bags of stuff I buy when I come in there. What? How much? I'm buying all the things, dude.
You do.
Yeah,
you do. Hey, I'm going to do a TikTok, and this I may have mentioned it one other time, but I'm doing some deep diving into a concept that is going to. Counter. There's not one other person saying what I'm about to say on TikTok when I do it. I'm going to do it in about 4 days. But my logic within my own head of watching 45 years of people and their health is this. And before I even say that, you know, for 50 years, we have, especially in my industry, sugar is killing everybody. Well, guess what? Sugar is actually not killing everybody. What was happening was that the things that sugar was in contained seed oils, bad omega-3s, and linoleic acid. These are fats made in a very highly processed way. We now know over the past 5 years that these fats are damaging the arteries, the brains, the bodies of anyone who consumes large amounts. And large amounts, it doesn't take much. It takes 7 years to rid the body of these linoleic acids. Well, guess what? People who eat no seed oils but still have that higher level of sugar are not having the devastation that we thought. So our fingers were pointed to the wrong enemy. Well, I'm going to pull the plug on alcohol, and I'm going to say a lot of these studies and a lot of these anecdotal stories about people who, oh, it's just devastating their health. It is if you do the wrong alcohol and you don't have a detox system. One of the PubMed's researches was on Oriental people who got very sick from drinking alcohol. And the reason is because the body has to detox it. And if it doesn't, this thing called aldehyde is increased. And that makes people very sick. Well, guess what stopped what helped the people to not be sick again? Broccoli. Broccoli has sulforaphane. Well, for sulforaphane, all of a sudden made aldehyde go away. It made the liver able to detox it like it would anything you eat or drink. Well, so there are anti-alcohol nutrients that I'm going to put in place that, like Life Extension, actually has a product, anti-alcohol nutrients. Then you take it so you don't get hangovers. And I don't know about you, Clint, but there are times when I've had some of the best laughs in conversation because I drank my special tequila drink. Not always. I had those laughs without
the
alcohol.
Edward J.
the Edward J. drink, which is going to be at Portofino's.
I'm
because
just going to
on the menu.
Yeah, I'm just going to start calling it.
Edward J. And you drink the Edward J., you will not have a hangover. And they do an amazing job at Portofino's making my Edward J. It's not official quite yet, but it's going to be on the menu. But again, look for TikTok, look for Nutrition World, look for – I'm going to go ballistic on the fact that properly done, properly supplemented, and properly choosing the right alcohol, you're going to be okay. And you're actually going to be happier. You're going to have less anxiety. You're going to have a better life because Edward Jones, is helping you to drink alcohol.
Mm, wow.
You got that?
I'm not. Okay. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just not sure it's the best endorsement, but that's okay.
What, alcohol? Mm. No one has endorsed alcohol anymore. It used to be wine was a health food. Now it's really not. Everybody's coming out against all of it. I'm not a wine guy, though. I'm going to be on the corner of the street like a street preacher, and I'm going to have signs that say,
well, at least you don't sound crazy. So cool.
Good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
In one hand, I'm going to have my chunk of cheese in the summer eating it, and the other, I'm going to have alcohol saying that it is the savior of the world.
On behalf of your stomach. Don't. Oh my God. Vodka with that block of cheese.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Your stomach called. It says, don't do that, please.
All right, brother. Yep. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a little bit of words of wisdom, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio every Monday at 6 p.m. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR on and off the racetrack and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And before I get started on a little bit of a message of the day, tell people you are the podcast guru. You have so many interesting podcasts.
Well, thank you.
And I see podcasts as a, most of the time, if you choose properly, a teacher, a teaching, because it's kind of like, and I remember reading this long ago, when people were asking, what's a podcast? And they would say, it's kind of like you're sitting at Starbucks, and these two people are sitting next to you, and they're chatting, really just full-blown talking, conversing about cool stories, and you're kind of eavesdropping. And I've always remembered that. So tell people about your podcast.
Yes, I have a number of podcasts, and I'm just going to say it right now. You can find all of my podcasts, and you can actually find this radio show that comes out of the podcast simply by going to daringthebreakpodcast.com. That takes you to my link tree, and it's got all the podcasts. It's got my constitutional deep dives, my 5 to 9 coaching for business. It's got Vital Health Radio Download, Of By and For the People, which is political, Dayfire Podcast with Dawson Wheeler, Adventure in the Great Outdoors, The Crimecast with Chattanooga Police Chief, former one, David Roddy, Oath and Pledge for Veterans, The Jeff Styles Podcast, and of course, During the Break Podcast. But daringthebreakpodcast.com, scroll down, you can find Vital Health Radio, which comes out every Tuesday as a podcast. So thank you, sir.
Yeah,
and we're
at
like 2,500 episodes so far.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a humongous number, humongous. I want to put a plug in for Wysong Tree Cutting. They did a phenomenal job when all those trees fell across my driveway 2 weeks ago. And today, the Daily Stoic, just love this one because the Olympics have, you know, just completed, and this was about winning. And it, like that said, it's always been about winning, even back to the ancient Greeks. That's why people trained for the Olympics. It's why they traveled to compete in the Olympics, and it's why the spectators came to watch. Naturally, now, many centuries later, whenever the Olympics come around, we tend to place a big emphasis on winning and individual glory. We obsess over world records and historic performances, and we track how many gold, silver, and bronze medals each country has won. We read and watch stories about the training regimen and sacrifices of the Olympians who will do whatever it takes to get the gold. But you know what? The Stoics will remind us it's not winning that counts always, that there is sometimes another plane of greatness that an athlete can win by the injury they overcome to finish, by the political gesture they may make on the medal stand, by the way they treat a competitor. We tell the story in Right Thing Right Now. The Japanese equestrian Junzo Kido in the 1932 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. He was competing in the 22.5-mile 50-obstacle race that he didn't normally run after a teammate was injured and had to drop out. Improperly, with no proper training for himself or his horse, Kido was in the lead, clear of the pack after jumping over the second-to-last obstacle. But what Kido did next was even more amazing. He pulled up the reins and dropped out of the race. Out of nowhere, he gave up the chance of gold and glory for himself and his country. Why? He could feel the horse struggling and sense that even just a few more seconds at full speed would kill the horse as it crossed the finish line. As the plaque on the Friendship Bridge along the Mount Rubo Trail commemorating his unprecedented display of sportsmanship reads, Lieutenant Junzo Kido turned aside from the prize to save his horse. He heard the low voice of mercy, not the loud acclaim of glory. And you know what? In a world that often glorifies winning at all costs, the story of Junzo reminds us of a deeper, more enduring value, the importance of compassion, integrity. The Stoics believe that how we treat others, especially those who cannot speak for themselves, often reveals our true character. Chrysippus, an early Stoic who competed as a distance runner, would make this point about cheating. The competitive drive is what motivates an athlete, but to cheat or to hurt an opponent in order to win is to miss the point. Because in the end, the victory over one's self, the triumph of one's principles, is what counts. The satisfaction of not only giving your best, but being your best, Let this be the legacy we strive for, not just in sports, but in everything we do. I know that was a slight bit lengthy, but I think with the Olympics and such a focus constantly on win at all cost, as I age, I soften into that. And I remember telling Katie, a parent at GPS once, Katie played her heart out at tennis. They had won three championships that had never been done before. And when she played, I mean, it was 100%. And she lost by 1 point at the end of this massive match. And the parent, it was a parent of one of the other girls. He was furious, kind of at Katie, not directly, but indirectly. And I turned to him and said, you know, she's going to learn more from this loss than she probably ever would from that win. And he gave me a stare that I will never forget. And he is a very local businessman who's extremely wealthy, obviously caught up in the win-at-all-cost mentality. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening, especially all of my 37 staff members at Nutrition World, Scott, all the way down the list. They're amazing individuals that are there to help you in any way. So for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.